fighting for America.
We will continue to call for the immediate release of detained U.S. citizens Saeed Abedini, Jason Rezaian, and Amir Hekmati.
Fighting for Idaho.
How sad was it in the streets of Paris as 40 world leaders walked down the street? Absent was the United States of America. Where was the president? Where was the vice president? Where was the secretary of state?
Fighting for you.
In this country, when it comes to medical care, we expect insurance to even cover the $4 aspirin. Yes. If you got into a fender bender every month, well, what happened to your premiums? They'd go up because you're filing too many claims. You are now high risk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, it's that time. Our great friend Dave Betza with us.
You have coffee, so I came in for coffee this morning. Got up, came in.
Got to make sure my backup job, the hospitality industry, works fairly well. Now, I think of my life seems to revolve around content for the show, and it's funny. As soon as I heard the president talk about raising taxes, I didn't think of anything else or anyone else but you. And I think I have a little of that here at 580 KIDO. The president talking a little bit about jobs, his preview of the State of the Union. Let's take a listen here at 580 KIDO.
President Obama is expected to call for $320 billion in tax increases on the very rich over 10 years. White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer says the money would be used for tax breaks for the middle class.
We should ask the wealthy to pay a little more and invest more in the middle class, give the middle class a raise.
But Republican Senator Marco Rubio says
raising taxes on people that are successful is not going to make people that are struggling more successful.
Both men appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. The proposal is expected to be a non-starter in the Republican-controlled Congress. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Ah, Rachel. Dave Petso, without further ado, your reaction to the president that's going to raise our taxes. Is it true that you will confront him Wednesday when he's in town about this?
Well, I'd love to debate him on the stage about it. It's ridiculous.
And we could carry it here at 580 KIDO.
There you go. I'd love to.
Petso versus Obama.
Right. Well, he won't debate it with anybody. He just believes what he believes. There isn't any functional reason for this. Already taxes have doubled on the wealthy. But is that you're a millionaire if you make a $250,000 a year? Because you'll do it in 4 years? Yeah, I mean, we redefine this. Whenever you raise taxes, the government is already too big. It's too big.
It's grown
enormously
under him.
It's the deficit has gone from 10 trillion to 18. 18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough. They want more. If you give them more money, it won't matter. And here's the bottom line. We always miss the argument. I think Rubio nailed it on the head. I think that's the argument that should be there all the time. It's not an anti-middle class statement to allow successful people to prosper. And every time we've reduced taxes, Democrats and Republican presidents both have. The tax revenues have exploded. The economy has done very well. So it's a ridiculous idea. And thank goodness he obviously was decimated in the polls in November. Because now they really will have no audience for this.
Isn't this a political move based on the fact that it has no chance of getting anywhere in Congress? And if the president truly wanted to do this, he would have done this when he had the Democratic House and the Democratic Senate, or at least the Democratic Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. But they never, of course, under Harry Reid, the Senate became completely dysfunctional. So nothing ever did get done. But the reality is, Kevin, that you're right. He would have done lots of other things. Now he's got lots of ideas that nobody is going to be doing anything about. So it is political and it is absurd.
Let's go to the phones. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. He always has a question for Dave Petso, and I believe he wants to talk a little bit about the president coming to town. Good morning, Terry.
Absolutely. Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, it's about Mr. Obama coming to town. Here's my prediction. He's going to come. He's going to promote his tax increase at a campus, and he's then going to talk about 2 years free college for everybody then that wants to give 2 years of labor. Of course, that labor will be the Obama Youth Corps. We know what that is. I think it originated in Nazi Germany. And that's it. That's my prediction. That's what he's going to do.
Well, your thoughts on what Dave Petso said about taking your money?
Oh, well, Dave and I are in the same camp. There's no doubt about it. In fact, let's take a little bit further. Let's have Tom Munns. He's always been one of our frontline warriors. Have him cover every single overpass with all of his many signs. I'll help him tie them all up.
That's a lot
of Mr. Obama as he travels by.
I think you guys will be put in the detainment for a while.
Yeah, the who's guy. Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm trying to figure out.
Is it worth it for the sake of the Republic? Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how many listeners of this program will be arrested when Obama's here.
It'll be an awfully large. Well, you know, here I think the judge would say, okay, bail $1. Isn't that a good possibility?
It is. Terry, anything else?
No, you guys have a great day. Thank you very much.
All right, our great friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. So what impact, if any, on the markets that are closed today would this statement have when they open up on Tuesday? He'll formally announce this at the State of the Union. It came out late Saturday night. What impact will this have on the market?
As far as the tax increase, absolutely none, because there's zero chance of anything happening, Kevin. That's the good news here. The absurdity is that this president is such a political dog that he, even after 6 years, he's now a lame duck. He still will not just be the president. Just go be the president. That part is very, very sad.
Well, let's break down some of the issues that the president is expected to talk about. And again, we will ask you, Dave Petzl, your thoughts on why he's coming to town. Free community college, a $175 billion tax cut for the middle class, faster, cheaper broadband internet. A week of paid sick leave, discounted mortgages. Let's address a week of paid sick leave, which in turn, and he's just done this for federal employees. Now, look, we don't want people to get hurt and get sick, but does a week really make a difference? And how many people will take advantage of this like they take advantage of everything else?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Of course they do. And all it is it speaks more of, people can't figure out who they want to work for. They can't get an education. We need a nanny state to tell us how to be good employers, how to be good little employees. We need to have everything provided for us, health care, tell people how many sick days they have, how many employees you can have, all of these things. It is amazing to me that this continues to go on and on as if we haven't been able to become the greatest nation on earth in a relatively short period of time, due to the fact, and solely the fact, that we are free to govern ourselves, as free as people have been in history. And we want to completely retrace that, and that the Obama and his clan knows better what employers should be doing and how many hours off they should have and sick leave. The list just goes on and on.
Here's another one, and I'm wondering if he's going to... This, by the way, historically, the second to last State of the Union for the president, he's going to take a look at $60 billion for 2 years of community college, which will be free. And you have a lot of young people that will say, hey, this is great, but how are we going to pay for it? That's
right.
The thing. Nothing is free. We've learned that throughout government.
Absolutely. Nothing is free. Nothing is remotely free. In fact, by government doing it, it becomes massively more expensive, massively less productive. We are far, far less likely to have any kind of success story with government doing anything at all. Anything. They do it very poorly, and they do it expensively. So number one, there's no question that that's a terrible idea to have government stepping in even more into education. But number two, this is something true in business, and we all understand this. When you start giving away everything, there isn't a perceived value. And so a lot of times when you're trying to say, let's say you want to drive people to a seminar to teach them something. If it's free, people won't go. Or not as many people go. And I think you're going to find the same thing with college. Community college is not expensive. So it's very affordable for people. I don't see why we need to try to think that this needs to be completely free. And the perceived value goes down as well.
We go back to the phones. We go to Meridian. Blake joins us now at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Blake.
Hello, good morning. Love your show. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I just tuned in and you were talking about President Obama's wonderful things he's going to offer at his State of the Union speech. And, of course, he's just using this as a political football. He's not expecting to get these things, but he just wants to beat the conservatives over the head because, of course, they're going to oppose most of these things. And, of course, they'll be horrible bastards, the Republicans, because still oppose all these wonderful things that President Obama is proposing.
And we'll see that probably in Boise as well.
And that's just my comment. I just wanted to say that. It's just a political tool just to bloody the conservatives and Republicans, make them look bad, like they hate people.
All right, Blake, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Blake has an interesting point here. Let's take a look at a few of the other proposals the president is looking at, the community college, broadband, everything else. We've seen, and we touched on this earlier, a massive expansion of government. Thankfully, you have Mitch McConnell and John Boehner in the House and Senate that are going to prevent this. You know, what is the agenda besides just to make the Republicans look like they're Grinches, if you will?
I don't know, because this is the kind of stuff that he's talked about. You know, it's a little different, but it's basically the same. Big government is the best solution answer for the last 6 years. And we find every election there's a more and more deterioration. And unless I really misread everything, but it looked to me like the last election, presidential election, was unlosable for the Republicans, but they did lose anyway.
Right.
But this last November, it was a complete repudiation of everything. And now he's just making up more giveaways. See, it's really, I don't understand this guy. I've not really ever been able to figure him out, Kevin. I don't know that anybody has.
What do you make of him coming here to the Treasure Valley?
That seems weird, too. So I'm confused. I don't know why he'd come here. I heard a caller here right before I got here had said he's running out of places to go. I don't know that that's necessarily true, but certainly coming here isn't Democratic strong. So I think he'll people go see the president. They go see the president anyway. So they'll pack out the place, I'm sure. And there's plenty of students that see this as a great opportunity to go and see a little bit of history, so to speak. This is to go see the president. I remember seeing Reagan, right? You know,
in the Gipper,
right?
Yeah.
And you remember your trip to the White House, too, of course. So all those things are very memorable.
I was invited to the White
House. That's right.
Yes.
You mean you haven't been invited by this guy?
No,
Weird.
Not at all. In fact, east of the Great River, I'm prohibited from. Yes.
I understand.
The president will be in Boise the day after the State of the Union address. KIDO will cover his speech live Wednesday afternoon on 580 KIDO. 580KIDO.com. Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller with Dave Petso, talking money the day after Dr. King Day. The markets will be back. Your thoughts on what we can expect towards the end of the month?
You know, this market has been tough. It really has. I mean, we've had a lot of volatility. Market has tended to be moving down just a little bit so far this year. But with all the turmoil out there, this market refuses really to have a major correction. And that really turned around on Friday. So I don't know that this market can be taken down. It seems to have a lot of resilience. So, Kevin, I don't know what's going to happen short term. I never do. But I can't be bearish on this market. This market just continues to roll higher. And until proven wrong, why not just go for the ride?
Ride it out, if you will. Let's get back to the president now. I'm sure he's going to mention Micron. He'll probably mention potatoes. Boise State, obviously. I'm trying to think of what other local things that he'll mention here.
Got to mention the Broncos, and he's a sports fan anyway. So
yeah. So I'm sure that he'll get a jersey, and that's an honor to give that to the president of the United States. He'll probably talk about the innovation going on at Micron, maybe something about INL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what other things that the president will talk about. And again, is it immigration? Is it taxes? Why come here?
Yeah, I don't know why here. It's also he's going to Kansas too, isn't that another
Kansas, Colorado, and here?
And here, yeah. not exactly Democratic. Well, Colorado certainly has a few, but
sure.
I really don't know what that's about, because if it was only Idaho it was coming to, then we might see some news out of Iraq, but I mean Iran. But I just don't see that as being why he would go to Kansas and all as well. So I don't know, Kevin. Your speculation is certainly better than mine. I have no clue why he would come here. This seems very odd.
This
is a state that certainly probably only second to Utah in voting for Republicans.
And I believe the governor is going to be out with back surgery for 3 weeks. So
right. So he won't be there to greet him.
Right. So I guess we'll see who the dignitaries are. But we have this major announcement from the president. We have the first quarter. And you said the markets are let the good times roll. What about the challenges, regardless of your business, of first quarter? Unless you're in the fitness industry, then they love the first quarter.
Right.
The first and last quarter in the fitness industry. But as far as what we're looking at for first quarter earnings and potential right here.
There's a couple of things right now. We're going to see earnings down generally because the oil companies are down so severely. But that's, I think, is a bit of a misstatement, because what you're going to see is then the lagging pickup in earnings from companies that benefit from lower oil prices. That's not immediate. That's not going to be immediate to their, like, pop. All of a sudden people go, hey, I got more money in my wallet. I'm going to go out to spend more at the stores. But they will over time. So I think those earnings are going to come back. So I think this quarter is going to be a little bit weaker, which really is not first quarter, Kevin, but fourth. And it'll be a little bit slower than was originally anticipated. But they have started, and it is a mixed bag, as most earnings seasons are. But some companies are doing very well, like Alcoa, but everybody knew they were so going to do well. So there are, the industrials are doing better, and I think that bodes well for the future. I think it's a pretty good, pretty solid earnings season.
Economically, how much does this affordable gasoline help us?
Tremendously. This this is a very good thing overall. Now, I think that you're going to see and hear a lot of people talking about how bad it is for states like North Dakota, and it is. But at the same time, the big job creators, the good jobs, on and on. But the reality is that every person has now had a raise that costs the government nothing. We all just got an increase in our disposable income. When you multiply that across the United States, it's a big deal. And I think also it puts people more in a mode of, hey, let's go ahead and take a little weekend drive or a little trip. So I think you're going to see people also traveling just a little bit more. And all we need is a little marginal improvement on that. But more importantly than that, Kevin, everybody talks about you and I having a little more money. What about all those companies out there that burn a lot of energy or use a lot of oil in packaging and things like that? Well, that's virtually every single company out there, from Procter & Gamble to the aerospace industry, everybody that uses so much energy in production of anything. And chemical companies are going to be coming back on shore. They have been because of the natural gas revolution here anyway. But my point is that this is a huge net plus.
Finally, back to the president. He's going to take a look at announcing affordable mortgages. Are we talking price controls on mortgages?
Yeah, this guy doesn't want to stop. I mean, don't label him a socialist. He is a socialist. He is a socialist. I have not seen anybody more liberal have a public stage the way this guy has. He thinks government should impose all rules of everything, from how much private employers should be offering sick leave to what is a part-time worker, what's a full-time. I mean, all these, just goes on and on and on. We need to raise minimum wage laws. These aren't starter jobs. We have to impose all the rules. And I find it really, really stunning, considering, again, like we talked about before, the repudiation in November of those guidelines.
I go back to this, and everyone says when the government gets involved in price controls, but the mortgage business has recovered from the devastation and the overvaluing and everything else, and the second and third mortgages that people put on their homes. Putting some type of government limit on what you can and can't charge, or affordable mortgages, they're still at historic lows.
They are. There's no need for this. I mean, it's, yeah. Number one. Number two, all we're going to do is start down that circle again that we did before, where people who can't afford homes shouldn't be in homes.
Which is something that you've covered since the very beginning of this. If you know, it's kind of like you get the job that you're not qualified for. Sooner or later, you're found out.
You are.
And nobody wants to be house poor.
Right.
As opposed to, just the usual being house poor, but to be in a home where, half or 75% of your paycheck goes into the mortgage doesn't leave room for much.
It doesn't, and there's no margin of safety when you don't have a down payment acquired to move in. It's all those things that are basic principles. It's not just, hey, young people don't have much money to put down on a house. Well, then save. Because you have to have a margin of safety, or you are burying them in debt. You're burying them.
Dave Pezzo, Money Matters, the Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial. You're working today, right?
I am working today.
All right.
I'm working every day.
You're always working. If only we could work as much as you.
Oh, well, I think you do, Kevin. I think you do.
If you call it that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't call it that either. Not you, me. This is way too much fun.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
Good morning, it's 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, along with Dave Burnett, getting ready for the Manly Man segment. And, of course, it's all about the REACT to Dr. King's Day here in the Treasure Valley. Of course, getting ready for the President's State of the Union and, of course, his historic trip to the Treasure Valley. I can tell that so many people are excited from the media reports. I know that Dave Burnett is just chomping at the bit to give us his take on the issues.
I'm excited to see Air Force One. I always love seeing that plane land here.
Right.
It's fantastic. Looking forward to that. In fact, I may position, we have other people ready, and we'll cover what the president has to say over at the Cavan Williams. You'll catch that on the air here when that happens. But me, I may go station myself at the end of the runway.
You're going to station yourself at the end of the
runway. There at Orchard Street. Probably get arrested as I'm watching Air Force One come in.
Right, so you're all about the plane.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
You've seen Air Force One land before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. You? What's your plans?
Well, I'm debating whether or not to have a pre-protest party here at 580 KIDO. Really looking forward to just getting people's take. Maybe we could give them some free coffee from the broadcast center instead of hot chocolate or something like that.
What are you protesting?
His policies, everything about him coming here. Because I do know why he is coming here, and I will either reveal that today or I will reveal it to online. I haven't figured it out yet, and it's not really good.
So you know why he's coming here?
I do. In fact, I'm the only person that has asked why he's coming here. You take a look at the entire media here, the Amen Corner, as we like to call them, the Me Toos, and it's all about the president's trip. Yet, if we had legitimate news organizations, and Dave Burnett, am I a news person?
You're a commentator, Kevin.
Right. So I kind of do news as a bonus. You think it's funny that no one has asked why the president, he's just coming here to talk to his old friend, Dr. K? Not Dr. K's pet clinic, by the way, but Dr. Kustra.
I guess I hesitate a little bit because you and I have talked about it so much as to why he's coming here that I guess maybe I haven't realized that nobody's asked why he's coming, why he picked Idaho. See, I would think that would be the first question. Why would you pick Idaho when really there's not much to gain here, allegedly?
Right. Unless you're going to make a statement.
An actual statement? In other words, out of his mouth, a statement will come?
A policy statement.
A policy statement.
Well,
because we know he's going to talk about, probably talk about free community colleges.
Sure.
Which, interestingly enough, in speaking to two people who go to College of Western Idaho, they both said, no, Because at that point, you make no value on a community college education, then it's no better than a high school degree.
Right.
To which, community college people, they picked up on that already. You know, it'd be nice to say, yeah, free college, but then it has no more value than high school. So you basically wipe any value out of an associate's degree. Because at that point, anyone could do it. So you got that. What else? Let's see. What a kind of policy? A gun policy? Are we playing 20 questions? Am I going to?
Apparently you are. Because I mean, like I said, people will have to listen to this program today. Or perhaps I'll let people know online. But I, unlike anybody else, will ask the question and attempt to answer it. And look, I'm not going to sit there and say I could be wrong, but when you hear what I have to say about it, it will make sense. But, you know, I don't want to deny the buzz of euphoria where people are saying it's great that he's here and people talking about how wonderful he's been for the economy. Tell that to the people that are working two or three jobs. Tell that to the lost jobs. Yeah, gas is affordable, but if it were this easy, why didn't he do it 6 years ago?
Well, and he really had nothing to do with that.
Right. And, you know, I just sit back and I'm trying to be objective, and I just marvel at two things. And I'm going to, folks, you're listening to 580 KIDO. It's 5:43 in the morning. I'm going to just tell it like I see it. I watched the news coverage last night of the King Day March, and I saw a sign that was prevalent on Channel 7, I believe, and it said, racism is a white problem. And all these people talking about human rights and civil rights, and they add the words, folks. And by the way, if you talk to civil rights leaders that worked the Freedom Rides, that worked in the South, you know, I've been to the blown-up churches. I've talked to these folks. I've been with them. They don't equate gay rights to civil rights. In fact, that's not covered by the press because that destroys the narrative. In fact, and in my own opinion, this has nothing to do with anybody but myself, my own opinion, I was shocked by the ignorance of people purporting to support Dr. King when they're trying to link it to the Add the Words movement. Number one. And then the bad mouthing of this state that continues. This is, and again, I've lived in 27 million states. You don't really care about that. But I will tell you that if you have a family, if you love America, there's no better place. There's lack of crime. The traffic is tolerable. There is no traffic. Sorry, Dave. And when there is traffic, that's news. And to sit back and to have people that have never understood racism but have been indoctrinated that America, Boise, Idaho is a bad place sickens me. And then we elevate these people as if they're experts on civil rights. And I'm like, I don't know. I, and again, here I go filibustering. I saw this when Brian Williams did his special broadcast from the 16th Street Baptist Church when I covered that. That was the church that killed four little girls. I remember actually debating one of the survivors about how good America was and is. And he's talking about, oh, we're under security. There were no threats, but that was the bad narrative. And I see these kids today that have been taught that America is bad, that Obama's good. With all due respect to the kids that are excited for the president to be here, and yeah, you're right to a degree, they should be excited. How many of them are drowning in student loan debt and won't see the light of day as far as a good-paying job because of the economy?
Well, there's a bunch. There is a bunch.
I mean, again, I'm sorry. I like it when you and I go back and forth, but I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you know, and usually I'd say, well, David, it's us. It's not them. And I'm going, wow. I mean, you're a patriot. You and I have fun here, allegedly. But you love America. You love your family. You love this state. You're always on me. Kevin, get out of your curmudgeonish man cave and do something. And I look at the good people here, and even an old goof like me can acknowledge that. And I'm thinking to myself, what the? I couldn't believe when I saw that sign. Racism is a white problem. And all the kids marching, except for about, you know, a handful, were white.
Yes.
I go, man, this is like an SNL skit. No justice, no peace. Really?
I can't breathe. Hands up.
Right. The Ferguson thing. Oh, my goodness.
To which I don't know what really the Ferguson thing had to do with civil rights in that sense and Martin Luther King at all.
Right.
But, you know, they want to try to use police violence as a civil right issue, which is a whole different thing. I don't believe the Ferguson thing took place, whether you were white, black, or Asian, that situation would have ended the same. I'm just saying.
I agree with you, but and nothing is challenged. It's like the Obama thing coming. It's kind of like the gay thing. They never, none of them, talk to the opposition. That the fact that the president of, and maybe, gosh forbid, here I go making fun of people, but maybe they've never been taught how to actually be journalists. And remember, I'm a commentator, and I'm thinking to myself, why is the president coming here? And then here's the other one, and we'll talk to her at 6:05, Nagme Abedini. And by the way, Channel 5 Plus 1, you pronounce her name Nagme, not Negma.
They said Negma?
Twice. Nice. Yeah, a few times.
That's good.
Yeah.
Kevin Myler.
Good folks over there. But I'm sitting there going, hear this young lady. And by the way, God bless her. She reached out to me and said, hey, can I come on? And I'm thinking, what a compliment. And this administration that talks about caring and sharing and everything else, and maybe I'm wrong. Dave Burnett, please correct me if I'm wrong. Politicians should answer to the people, right?
Yes, they are our employees.
Well, if this guy is so wonderful, can he not meet with this lady or whatever? Or maybe he'll announce that Pastor Saeed's going to be released. I don't think that's the case. But truthfully, I'm sitting back and, you know, we talk about how people don't like his policies. How many people will take the time to take off work to go down there? Now, I don't know where the free speech zones are. That's a story that I wish the press would talk about. Where are the free speech zones? Because there are zones when you protest the president.
Yes. I can tell you where the traffic blockages will be, but I couldn't tell you. Nothing has been released. Nothing has been released to the press that I've received in the press release as far as where the free speech zones are. All I've received is here's the streets that will be blocked off and when they'll be blocked off. That's all we've received.
Right. I totally agree with you. But nobody's asking these questions. The big story is, and how tough is it to go to Boise State and talk to these folks and get some interviews? And we'll hear, you know, not the story. We'll just hear from these folks because I want people to get the young people. And maybe it's like the Democratic Reagan. I always thought that was Bill Clinton, where you have everybody being a part of it. I mean, is it such a big deal that people want to see this guy? And maybe, again, I'm jaded by doing my multiple coverages of this stuff in the past. I don't know. You tell me.
I think any time a president visits Idaho, which is very rural, which is very overlooked, I think any time the office of the president visits, I think it's a big deal. I think, I personally think it's a big deal. Now, if I disagree with the president, does that make me a racist hater? I wouldn't think so, but that's what people want to label you as. If you disagree with the policies, you're suddenly a hater. And I'm not quite sure how we've reached that point in this country to where we are deemed that. I don't suppose if somebody who's is a black American, if they disagreed with George Bush, would have made them a racist because he was white, but the reverse is true. If you disagree with his policies, if you disagree with his stances, you know, you got to be careful of what and where and how you say it. And how weird that is in this country. I mean, to me, that is just weird. And nobody's even talked about some of the liberties and freedoms that we have lost. I mean, I would guarantee you that our conversation right now probably being monitored in some form or another. I got nervous Friday when I started texting out, you know, that breaking news, this is to individuals in the building. You know, the president's coming to town. We need to get a plan put together. And then I suddenly realized I'm texting the president's name and a plan together, and it made me nervous. So I started adding for the radio station after that. because it made me nervous because I figured my cell phone's probably on a radar. Our liberties that have been taken? Nobody talks about that.
Well, as I was driving in this morning, I'm thinking, what's it like to live under martial law and to pretty much have everything being monitored probably for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they've been in town.
You know, some of the promotions, people hear, what do we want to do? Where do we want to put the car? They're not going to let you put the KIDO car anywhere. It'll be towed.
Right.
Sorry. It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be in our lot. I mean, it'll be towed. Simple as that. Unless we can find where that free speech zone is and park it there.
I suppose.
Maybe a trick to find that. Got to do this, though. Your traffic now as you're coming out of Canyon County into 80 County.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
557, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And coming up, we'll hear from Nagmeh Abedini. We'll get her thoughts on the president coming to Boise and her campaign to get a conference and audience with the commander-in-chief. And it's interesting that Governor Otter won't be around. Interesting, in fact, that Governor Otter gets smacked by the former governors, Batt and Andrus, and all of a sudden he disappears. And I understand the surgery has been online for quite some time, but here's one thing. Would you think that the governor would be here to meet the president, number one? And number two, who's going to greet him? The best we can do is Dr. K, not Dr. K's pet clinic. He does a great job. But are we talking about Dr. Custer? Meet him at the airport? Will it be Lieutenant Governor Little? We'll meet him when Air Force One comes down. Shouldn't we have someone here to greet the commander-in-chief? More on that in a minute. Let's get you to track. 559, again, coming up, we'll talk to Nagmeh Abedini. In addition to that, we will get the other side of the equation to whether or not Idaho should add the words. That's right. We'll talk to our great friend Julie Lindy from Cornerstone. And Dan Gaynor will join us to talk about media bias. But the big question of the day is, if we hold a pre-protest party, will you come down and join us? And we would do it during the morning show, but I'd like to hear from you. Now, we love the Miller Militia, but we'd love to expand that. So you tell me. That's next. Kevin Miller.
KIDO, Idaho.